St. Petersburg neurosurgeon David McAuliffe resigned today as president-elect of the Pinellas County Medical Association, approximately 24 hours after news broke over the internet of an email he sent of an image of President Obama as a witch doctor dressed in a loincloth and with a bone through his nose. Dr. McAuliffe is a strong critic of plans for health care reform and has been part of public protests against it in recent weeks in the Tampa Bay area. But news that the doctor had sent out an email led to criticism nationally and locally. So on WMNF's True Talk program this morning, McAuliffe told host Ahmed Badir he was stepping down at his upcoming post as head of the Pinellas County Medical Association.
I didn't recognize how much I had hurt people until I had, heard from and recognized the voices of so many people calling in and emailing me and saying, you're setting back progress for America. And as I reflected on that, as I thought about it, it seemed the only way that I could, begin to make amends was to apologize. And that's what I'm doing. I want to apologize for this very bad mistake. And in addition, I agree with the representative that I need to find other ways to serve my community, other ways to help people. And so at this point, I will resign as a president-elect of Pinellas County Medical Association so that group, which is an outstanding group, can continue their mission of helping patients and won't be distracted by my presence.
No local leader had been more prominent in the previous 24 hours that McAuliffe should resign than St. Petersburg House Democrat Daryl Roussan, who spoke to the evening news a short time before McAuliffe announced his resignation, but after he had apologized for his email.
An apology alone is rarely sufficient by itself to undo a hurt and damage that one has caused. It certainly is a step towards healing and awareness. I do believe that he should not be representing the Pinellas County Medical Society, and that the Florida Medical Society, as well as the Pinellas County, should immediately, I think they've done it already, but distance themselves from this type of conduct and behavior on a part of a leader in their organization.
McAuliffe's apology and resignation come after the Florida Medical Association called his communique hurtful and in poor judgment. They said he should apologize directly to President Obama, which McAuliffe did in a statement issued Thursday night. McAuliffe's email was originally reported by the website talkingpointsmemo.com. The St. Petersburg Times reported that McAuliffe said he was being targeted because of his opposition to health care reform, saying, quote, "Because I've been so effective in pointing out how the government plans are going to hurt patients in very serious ways, the only way they can neutralize my message is to discredit me personally." But today, the doctor was contrite and not defiant.
I'm getting attacked by people who never met me, who don't know me, who are taking someone else's word for it, and I think that has a bit of narrow-mindedness to it as well. All I can do is act in ways that help people, and I'll continue to do the best I can to serve the community that I was basically that I grew up in and almost was born in. And I'll keep serving the community in various ways.
On the True Talk program, Representative Roussan welcomed McAuliffe's apology and said he embraced his statements on the program. The McAuliffe email story comes during the same week as the controversy of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates claiming he was arrested for being black by Cambridge, Massachusetts police, and the uproar over President Obama calling the police's actions stupid. And with the story of some citizens still questioning the citizenship of President Obama. WMNF put the question to Daryl Roussan, the former head of the NAACP in St. Petersburg, what he makes of race relations in the summer of 2009.
There has been a scab on the wound of injustice, racism, and segregation for a long time. And incidents like this do nothing but remove the scab and allow the healing to be delayed. We have come a long way in this country, and you don't have to look as far as the White House to say that. But we still have a long way to go. The bad news is that we are human beings, and being such, we are perfectly made imperfect. The good news is that we are human beings, and that we have choice, and we can correct some things when we realize hurt has been caused by our behaviors and our actions.